Eddie Lacy's making progress. You know, seems to be doing fine. He's going through the protocol. So we'll take another step tomorrow.
Any detail on the severity of the concussion?
I mean, he looks good. You know, but he's in the meetings, and that's always a positive sign. But you know, he's got a couple more tests in front of him. He has to pass before he'll be able to practice.
Is the earliest he'd be able to practice Friday, or is there a chance he could?
We'll see how his test goes tomorrow. So that's where we're at as far as his protocol.
Is it more concerning that Merriweather wasn't suspended or that there wasn't a penalty called on the field?
Well, what happens in the game, particularly the one this past Sunday as far as officiating, I have no comment on that. You know, there's a procedure, an opportunity to communicate with the league office. So, you know, that's always an option for us as a club. You know, as far as what's called and what's not called, but that's why they have the system in place to go back and look at games and to make sure they got it right. So, I mean, there's league discipline and there's officiating. You know, sometimes you get the calls, sometimes you don't.
As someone who studies quarterbacks, how would you assess the progress of Dalton?
Andy Dalton, good football player. I like their scheme. You know, they talk about just the way they run the football. You know, they're big up front, pattern schemes, utilization of the tight ends, which I think helps any quarterback. So he looks a lot more comfortable this year, you know, just from our past experience with him. And you know, he's got the big-time target outside. This is a very good challenge for our defense this week. And, you know, I think Andy's doing a lot of good things.
Mike, is Stark someone you can just – an option that you can just plug in and not have to worry about?
Yeah, James Starks is definitely someone I look at as a starter and the ability to run as many times in a football game as needed. So – you know, James will get the starting opportunity this week.
How important will it be to take AJ Green away and not allow him to do what Bolden did in week one against?
Well, anytime you have a primary target, it's obviously the objective of the defense to try to take that away or limit it. So I mean, that's why you have film study, that's why you game plan, that's why you practice. So, but at the end of the day, they have the ability to do some things. And you ultimately play the game. So we're very aware of him. He's a very good football player, and he's definitely part of our emphasis.
What do you remember about your time with Marvin Lewis?
Well, Marvin Lewis, I just remember being so impressed with him as a football coach. I was a graduate assistant back at the University of Pittsburgh in 1990. I had a chance to work with Marvin, I think, for 2 years, and he went over and was hired by the Pittsburgh Steelers by Bill Cowher and Dom Capers. So, just an outstanding football coach, and just known him over the years. Just a great personality, just a good man. And my first impressions was as a linebacker coach is just his ability to relate to players, ability to coach on the field. That's something that I always look for in other coaches. So he's very impressive, and I think his record speaks for itself.
Did you consult him when you came here to put together your staff?
No, I did not consult Marvin on putting my staff together. I know I've told this story in here before, and it's something that I'll never forget. But, you know, my first year as a head coach, it didn't start very good. And he was the one coach that called me, and he asked me, "Hey, how are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm hiding under the desk right now." So he said, "Well, get up, get in your chair, and I'll get better." But you appreciate those things because and he told me something that's really held true. He says, "Hey, Frank," he said, "trust me." He says, it's good for you that it started this way for you," because he goes, "the guys that are flying out the gate 3-4-0 in their first year, they have no idea what's in front of them." He says, "So," he said, "trust me, this will pay off in the long run," and I've never forgotten it.
I remember when back in that era, offensively, you would shuttle in so many different combinations of skill position players. It would be a different personnel package almost every other play at one point. And now, obviously, with the success of the no huddle, you've kind of gone to the same. What are the positives and negatives of doing that?
Well, it's two different worlds. I mean, it's two different approaches. There's things that you can accomplish with staying in one personnel and the ability to utilize the experience of your quarterback and your players. We have an offensive group that's been together, most of them for the most part, a number of years, and they understand, you know, how the game's being played and the adjustments that are happening on the move, as opposed to, you know, going multiple personnel and really trying to make the defense work and trying to create opportunities for your players. So I think it's, you know, it's just two different philosophies. They both work, and I've been fortunate to be part of both of them.
I mean, you've made it work both ways. I'm just wondering, the tempo and the fact that the no-huddle has makes it more than worthwhile.
Well, you know, the tempo in the other way, too, multiple personnel, multiple variations is very important. I mean, it's, you know, your substitution patterns and how you get people in and out of the game is all part of that, too. I mean, there's two approaches to the game of football. Some people feel you should slow it down and try to, you know, get the game, you know, to as minimal number of plays as possible and put it on your defense and special teams and win it with discipline in the end. You know, and then there's another approach. You try to play as fast as you can and get as many punches as possible. So, I mean, I think it's obvious which approach we believe in.
So that evolved for you, though? That was an evolution toward where you are now? Or
no, I think we've always had the same philosophy. I mean, we've always tried to get as many plays in as possible.
What's the key to matching your home success on the road? Is it a fast start or what?
Well, I mean, road games are obviously totally different than home games. I think really your training, scheduling helps you some leading up to the game. The consistency of it. I know our players always felt that was a positive attribute in postseason conversations. But there's things you got to do on the road differently than you obviously at home. I mean, you got crowd noise, you're in a different place, and you know how you handle those. Everybody's a little different. We've been to this stadium before. You know, we've been in the locker room. It's gonna be a great crowd. We're hoping for a lot of Packer fans there. But it's a neat place to play. I mean, they create a very good game day environment, and this will be a big challenge for us.
It's only been two games so far, but you're number one in the league in yardage on first down. Is first down sometimes more important than third down?
Well, I mean, like you said, it's only been two games. I mean, statistics at this point really, I don't think really illustrate the characteristics or the identity of your football team. There's things you're trying to get done. Just no different than looking at the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, if you get a statistical characteristic profile, I mean, there's certain things you go, okay, yeah, I see that, but then there's certain statistics every 2 weeks, they're pretty much an anomaly.
When do you think, Mike?
Not that that's going to be an anomaly, hopefully. But
Mike, when do you think those stats become a little more telling?
Week four and five. I think once the first quarter's over, you have a pretty good idea of if you're hitting the targets that you intended to hit.
Do you think your bye week is coming too early this year after week three?
Nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's the earliest I've ever been a part of, so I'll let you know how it goes.
Mike, where's Jonathan Franklin at this point in his progression?
Jonathan's doing he's doing a lot of good things. He had a good practice today. He had a big-time catch down in the red area. He'll probably get some opportunities this week. Frankly, should have got him in the game Sunday, but, you know, James was hot, and I just, you know, wanted to ride him and give him as many opportunities as possible. And, you know, frankly, if John Kuhn didn't get hurt, James would have probably had some more opportunities there at the end of the game. So, but Jonathan Franklin, he's doing what he's supposed to do, and he's getting ready to go.
How much benefit is it to face a team coming off a Monday night and then to face two in a row? Have you ever had that as well?
I don't know if I have. It's something that I haven't kept track of. But, you know, it's, you know, they're at home. Both games have been at home. So, you know, their stress in that situation is minimal. But, yeah, I don't know. I never looked at it as an advantage or disadvantage. I mean, the schedule comes out a long time ago. You got plenty of time to prepare for this. And they've had plenty of time to prepare for us. And we've had a lot of time to prepare for them. So it's an uncommon opponent. It's AFC versus NFC. So, you know, all those variables apply. And, you know, we apply that to the way we approach this game. And I'm sure they will.
Mike, where's Casey Hayward at right now with that hamstring?
He just tells me he's making progress. You know, he had a similar injury. This one wasn't supposed to be as bad as when he hurt it the first time that, you know, the day before, you know, he came back for training camp. So he's making progress.
Would you say Bakhtiari is ahead of schedule?
I like the way David Bakhtiari is playing. I never really put him on schedule, but it's great that he's been able to step in and take advantage of his opportunity. You know, I think when his opportunity came, it really helped him because he was able to get a full training camp and prepare. So he's off to a good start. I'm pleased with the way he's played the first two games.